Continues for a suspect in the death of a North Carolina girl. The body of Hania Aguilar was found this week after she disappeared earlier this month. ABC's Steve Osunsami.
A witness reported seeing a man forcing the girl into the truck, dressed in all black and wearing a yellow bandana that covered his face. Police found the SUV abandoned 3 days later and found the girl's body in a body of water about 7 miles from her home.
We had to find out how she died, who did this to her, and we had to bring the person or persons responsible to justice.
But they say there's no person of interest and shared no information about a possible suspect.
It sounds like a movie, a teen trapped in an abandoned bank vault in Hollywood, Florida. Police officer Christian Latta.
There were two juveniles that were playing around inside an abandoned bank. They didn't know that the vault was still active.
One 17-year-old got stuck inside and cops couldn't figure out how to get him out until an old employee showed up with a combination that worked. Lana Zak, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, areas of freezing rain, otherwise cloudy and foggy. We'll see highs right around 37. Tonight, areas of freezing fog, dense fog in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, could see a chance of drizzle, rain showers in the afternoon in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely, low of 35. And Saturday, we'll continue the chance of rain. We'll see highs around 39 degrees. Right now, it's 32.
Adults, this winter, have yourself a grown-up snow day with winter tires from Michelin and build a snowman on a Tuesday. Between November 14th and December 14th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
For safe winter driving all season long, get a new set of Michelin tires from Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/14/2018. Void where prohibited.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagay says five Topeka police officers who exchanged gunfire with a man on two separate occasions last month will not face charges. Kagay also said yesterday that the man, 23-year-old Trevon Lorenzo Brown, has been charged with 12 crimes. Kagay says the officer's conduct was self-defense and defense of others. A 39-year-old Lawrence man who molested a girl with mental disabilities was sentenced to just over 10 years in prison. Stephen Capps was sentenced yesterday after previously pleading no contest to two counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. The Lawrence Journal World reports Capps must register as a sex offender and be supervised for the rest of his life after he's released from prison. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Every challenge is more easily beat with America's number one selling compact tractor brand. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Kubota's subcompact tractors are easy to drive, gentle on turf, and powery enough to handle the wide range of yard and garden chores. Kubota tractors are made to tackle snow, grass, dirt, heavy hauls, and big lifts. Now you can take home our subcompact tractor with zero money down plus 1.99% financing for up to 84 months. Whether you are looking for something small for the garden or a large tractor for the farm, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons have the perfect fit. Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with a 6-year powertrain warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 60 months and great customer instant rebates. Big or small, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons has it all. See Schmidt & Sons in Mount Hope or Winfield or find us on the web at schmittinc.com. Demo one today, now through December 31st, 2018 at Schmidt & Sons.
Police in Wichita say a 33-year-old man is now in custody after a pursuit and shooting in East Wichita. The shooting occurred Tuesday afternoon when a motorcycle officer tried to stop a speeding vehicle that was going the wrong way in a one-way lane of traffic. The Wichita Eagle reports that Wichita Police Captain Brent Allred said the man drove toward the officer at one point and the officer fired two shots at the suspect. The driver was not hit and later arrested after he fled the vehicle on foot. The officer was placed on administrative leave per department policy. A Montana judge says a Canadian company may continue preliminary work on the proposed Keystone XL pipeline while his order blocking construction is in effect. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris said yesterday he will clarify his November 8th injunction to allow TransCanada to conduct engineering and planning activities, confirm shipper contracts, meet with different groups, and acquire equipment and land rights. Mid-America Network News.
During the holiday season, families gather around to stream Christmas movies, take family selfies, Snapchat kids singing carols, and Instagram their cookie recipes. That's all possible through your Blue Valley Wi-Fi network. Get strong signals and fast internet throughout your home. Sign up for Blue Valley Managed Wi-Fi and hand the hassles to us this holiday season. Get free installation and 3 months free. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Health officials have confirmed the state's first case of a rare polio-like illness in an eastern Nebraska child. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services announced yesterday the diagnosis of acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. The department said the child, who lives in the jurisdiction of the Sarpy-Cass Health Department, was hospitalized and later released. The condition can cause paralysis in the arms and legs and affects mainly children. Officials in York County have verified that more than enough petition signatures have been gathered to force a recall vote on York Mayor Orville Starr. The York Times reports that more than 1,200 petition signatures were verified, nearly 50 more than needed. The recall petition says Starr broke the trust of the city department heads and is neglectful of York's best interests. In response, Starr says the accusations are false. Mid-America Network News.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built-up, priced-right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Marysville man was sentenced Tuesday to more than 47 years in prison after pleading guilty to attempted murder and related charges in connection with a jailbreak in Marshall County. Matson Zane Hatfield, age 31, pled guilty last month to attempted first-degree murder, two counts of attempted second-degree murder, one count each of aggravated robbery, arson, escape from custody, conspiracy to commit aggravated escape from custody, two counts of criminal discharge of a firearm at an occupied dwelling, as well as one count each of criminal discharge of a firearm, fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, criminal damage to property, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and two counts of battery against a law enforcement officer. The crimes occurred in October 2017 during a jailbreak in Marysville. Charges against a second defendant remain pending. District Judge James Patton sentenced Matson Zane Hatfield to a total of 568 months in the Kansas Department of Corrections. Alternative charges are being sought in connection with new evidence against a Blue Springs man, Thomas Saylor Sr., age 58, who was to face drug charges in a jury trial slated to have begun this week in Gage County District Court. An investigation into calls made between defendants at the county jail regarding drug distribution and profits will be considered. The jury trial is off pending further charges. The Marshall County Transfer Station will be closed Thursday, November 29th, and will reopen Friday at 8 a.m. City of Washington is again hosting a Christmas lighting contest, offering free electricity for a month for the first place winner, a $50 credit for second, and $25 credit for third place. Judging will take place Thursday, December 20th. For more information, contact Washington City Hall. Hall Brothers of Marysville was the successful bidder on over $2 million in state highway construction and maintenance projects awarded in Kansas this week. Milling and overlay work is planned in Nemahal County for some 24 miles on K63 and K71 highways. Donald E. Marquardt, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Donald Marquardt. Deborah K. Imhoff, age 66, of Beloit, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Deborah Imhoff. Clarence Cohorst, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Rosary Tuesday at 10:30. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Clarence Cohorst. Lori D. Coleman, age 52, passed away November 20th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, December 15th, at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville, interment at a later date at the Cottage Hill Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Lori Coleman, service Saturday, December 15th. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, potato soup, turkey and Swiss, wheat bread, veggie plate, and grape salad. Tomorrow, tuna casserole, a muffin, mixed veggie, and applesauce. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior Varsity Boys Basketball, Junior High Girls Basketball at Clay Center, Junior High Wrestling Double Duel at Clay Center. High school basketball teams entertain Axtell this evening. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Warm up with the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Soup Supper Thursday from 4 to 7 at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Lots of different soups from traditional favorites like chicken noodle to funky modern twists like cheeseburger soup or a free will donation. Hot dogs, chili dogs, and desserts will also be available, plus live Christmas music. That's the MCAC Soup Supper Thursday at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art from 4 to 7.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, we have a couple of low pressure systems, one to the north and one to the south of us, as well as an upper level system. And our area is just going to bring us some cloudy skies as we head through the day tonight. And it looks like we have a next system that's going to be moving across the Rockies and into the central parts of the Midwest. It looks like across the central parts of the plains, we're going to see some rain showers, a little bit of some rain and snow, but across the northern parts of the Midwest, some heavy snow expected as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures not bad, pretty mild. So looking at the forecast, maybe just a little bit of some isolated freezing rain early. Otherwise, cloudy skies. We'll see highs around 37. Tonight, areas of freezing fog, dense fog, low of 26. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, chance of rain showers in the afternoon. We'll see highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, showers likely, low of 35. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, rain, and Saturday night into Sunday, chance of snow. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late November 48. The average low 28. Sunset this evening 5:01. Sunrise in the morning at 7:21. 30 degrees, cloudy, overcast ahead of sunrise. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 29th of November. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Santa Claus has come to town. The Pony Express Partnership for Children is hosting their annual Breakfast with Santa on Saturday. Join the big guy for a free will offering breakfast of pancakes, eggs, and sausage from 8 until 10. Wear your pajamas, have your picture taken with Santa, and stroll through the Festival of Trees Wonderland. Then head out to Santa's parade at 10:30. So get your best pajamas on and join us at the Lincoln Center on Saturday from 8 to 10 for Breakfast with Santa.
An all-time record tied and a franchise record broken. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Russell Westbrook stuffed the stat sheet against Cleveland with 23 points, 19 boards, and 15 assists, recording his 107th career triple-double, moving into a tie with Jason Kidd for third most all-time.
Just to be named with Jason Kidd and Magic and Oscar and those guys, I could never dream and dreamt about. About even sitting here talking to you guys. So I take everything in and never take anything for granted.
Thunder rocked the Cavs 100-83. The Greek Freak outdueled former teammate Jabari Parker, scoring 36, but his teammate Chris Middleton was the hero.
On a pump, Middleton open topside three. Got it!
Oh no!
On WSCR, Milwaukee beat Chicago 116-113. Blazers guard Damian Lillard made a franchise record 10 threes in the Blazers' 115-112 win over the Magic. This is ABC Sports. A battle between the Seminoles and the Boilermakers. Trent Forrest forcing a turnover with his team down by one and then delivering the final blow with the clock winding down.
Terrence Mann clears out, hands the ball off. Trent Forrest, dribble drive, puts up the leader of the way. Good shot!
On the Seminole IMG Network, FSU survives the nail-biter in Tallahassee 73-72. Fourth-ranked Virginia nearly blew a 17-point lead against number 24 Maryland before Jack Salt and DeAndre Hunter took over.
Ty Jerome's at the top of the arc. Passes out. DeAndre Hunter with a head fake goes right past his man and sends it down with a tomahawk slam right through the teeth of the Maryland defense.
On the Cavaliers Sports Network, Virginia hangs on 76-71. Sixers big man Joel Embiid's dad got to see him play for the first time this season and was not disappointed. Embiid had 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists to power his team past the Knicks 117-91. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tip off the high school basketball season with KNDY Live Thursday and Friday nights. Marysville hosting Axta Live Thursday. Simulcast on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Friday night, Marysville travels to Sabetha. Bulldog coverage live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. All of our high school games streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well.
Make plans to attend a very Marysville Christmas opening on Saturday. The Marysville Chamber of Commerce is very excited for all the family fun in downtown Marysville this weekend. Join in on the holiday fun, visit Santa in his house from 11 to 2, and shop the local retailers for the perfect gift. Grab some chamber bucks for stocking stuffers or for that hard-to-shop-for person or hardcore shopper. It all happens this Saturday in downtown Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As agriculture eagerly awaits a farm bill, another hurdle has emerged. Now a forestry dispute appears to be in the way. Pat Roberts, who chairs the Senate Ag Committee, continues to insist that the conference committee negotiators are close to reaching an agreement. He says finding an agreement on the forestry title is the biggest obstacle. That's because lawmakers are considering whether or not the title will include active management of areas of risk to wildlife. That's a request by President Trump, but opposed by Democrats and environmental groups. Opposition says active forest management could devastate forests and wipe out plants and animals. Roberts told reporters early this week that if the issue was settled, that would indicate the light went from yellow to green on the entire conference report. The trade war between the U.S. and China has made Argentina the top buyer of U.S. soybeans. USDA data shows that 1.3 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans have been inspected for export to Argentina from September 1st through November 22nd. Well, that compares with none the same time a year ago. China previously the top buyer of U.S. soy, seeking purchases elsewhere amid the trade war with the U.S. Normally, Argentina processes its own soybeans to export meal and oil, but with China on the hunt for non-American soybeans, it's shipping out more raw beans and buying more from the U.S. to feed its crushers, especially after the drought earlier in the year curbed output. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. It was a mixed day on Wednesday in the livestock complex. We saw mostly lower numbers there, but we saw some very strong gains for corn, wheat, and soybeans as we finished the day on Wednesday. Looked pretty good all through corn, wheat, and soybeans. December corn up four at 360 and a half. March corn up five and a quarter at 373 and a quarter. We saw some big gains for Kansas City wheat. December was up eight and a half at 467. March Kansas City wheat up eight and three quarters at 492 and a quarter. So it was a strong day for Kansas City wheat on Wednesday. Soybeans had a big day too. January beans up 15 at 890 and a half. March beans up 15 at 904 and a quarter. December soybean meal was $3 higher at 307.90. January soybean meal was up 320 at 310.30. So we had a big day for the product. Soy oil was well higher. December soybean oil 57 points higher at 27.73. January was up 59 points at 27.98. So as we pointed out, a very strong day for corn, wheat, and soybeans as we wrapped up Wednesday. Again, livestock numbers not quite so rosy. December live cattle up 7 at 116.77, but that was the end of the good news. Everything else was down. February live cattle down 5 at 120.55. January feeder cattle down 72 at 147.70. March feeders down 65 at 145.35. Each of the later months was also lower there, so not even pretending to try and rally for feeder cattle. And hogs were mixed. The early contract, December up 7 at 57.95, but that was it. Everything else was down. Feb hogs down 55 at 64.50. So all in all, kind of a tough day in livestock. And cotton had a big day. December cotton finished the day up 99 points at 77.76. Each of the later months similarly higher, so big strides for cotton on Wednesday. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Are you selling soybeans on the rumor? More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Are you selling soybeans on the rumor? You know the rumor. It's hard to keep track of all of them, I know. But the rumor that our president and the Chinese president are going to get together and talk about trade. Soybean prices have gone up a little, and perhaps that has prompted some selling. Jim McCormick, a grain market analyst and trader with Allendale Incorporated, gives us a refresher on how we got to where we are today.
Well, right now, earlier in the year, the beans are trading over $10. The market was optimistic. China, our biggest buyer, had continued to buy our beans, and the trade rhetoric was kind of ratcheting up, but nothing had been hit yet. Memorial Day weekend hit. A lot of people thought we had a trade deal with the Chinese. I think Steve Mnuchin had worked it out. It fell apart at the last minute. The bean market crashed. Plain and simple, China's our biggest buyer of beans. If they're not buying our beans, we're going to have an oversupply in the United States. And it broke the market hard, broke it down to near $8. Now, recently, we've kind of worked our way back up toward the $9 level as there's been optimism as we build to this G20 meeting that maybe we can get a deal cut and we can get China back buying our beans. Because for the most part, they haven't bought a bean since these tariffs kicked in. So there's a lot of optimism pushing this market up on this. And if they can get a deal done and kind of get a ceasefire and maybe get China buying some beans, I think you'll see a little bit more to this rally. Unfortunately, if it falls apart and we don't get any new deals done and they ratchet up the trade tensions, we're probably going to see the beans slide back down to the lows and potentially even take those lows out.
We've heard that China's still getting some of our beans. How's that happening?
There has been a little bit of way of China's kind of doing a workaround. Plain and simple, the Argentinians had a lot of beans. They traditionally take their beans, crush it, and then sell the meal. Well, because of the tariff, the Argentinians and the Brazilians, for that matter, have made a lot of money selling beans, about being able to mark them up a little bit just shy of our tariff premium that the Chinese would pay. So what happened was the Argentinians were emptying their bins, selling the beans to the Chinese, in essence, and then refilling their bins with the U.S. beans. So in a way, we are getting some beans probably into China, kind of a backdoor front. But the fact is, we really need to get that direct shipment. The Pacific Northwest is where traditionally a lot of beans go out. A lot of the Dakota beans, the South Dakota beans are produced, are meant to go to the Chinese market. So we're seeing just a horrible cash prices in the Northern Plains because those beans are not, they're just sitting on farm, unfortunately, and some of them sitting in bags under snow at this time of year.
Yeah, there's still a lot of beans in the field. About 10%, I think, was the latest number we got of beans still that have not been harvested in that part of the country. More about beans from Jim McCormick of Allendale Incorporated tomorrow. Back after this.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville. Open daily 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 33 black replacement quality heifers weighing 675 to 7.25 today, 55 crossbred steers neffers weighing 4 to 6, 28 black steers neffers 4 to 650, 10 black steers neffers 475 to 5.25, 12 red Angus steers neffers weigh 5.25 to 650. 30 black steers neffers weigh 5.5 to 650, 15 weighing 575 to 7. 110 black and white faced steers neffers 575 to 7. 110 Charlotte crossbred steers neffers 575 to 7. 90 black and red steers neffers 575 to 7. 85 black and red steers neffers 575 to 7. 14 black steers neffers 575 to 7. 30 black and crossbred steers neffers 6 to 7. 70 black and white faced steers, 6 to 7.25. 52 black and white faced steers, never, 625 to 750. 6 black steers weigh 650 to 750. And 100 black and red steers weigh 8 to 875. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 731 from KNDY. Overcast, 30 outside. Highs approach 40 on a warm-up trend continuing today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Eric Berry back on the Kansas City Chiefs practice field yesterday for the first time since early in training camp. The first step toward the star safety being ready for games. When that could happen remains unclear. Berry had torn his Achilles tendon in last season's opener, but was back on the practice field over the summer. He began training camp and looked as if he'd be ready for the season, but then was sidelined by a troublesome heel problem that seemingly nobody completely understood.
understood. It seems unlikely that Barry will be ready by Sunday when the Chiefs, who are now 9-2, play their first game after a bye in Oakland. There will be four more regular season games, and getting Barry up to speed in time for what Kansas City hopes is a deep playoff run is most important. Chiefs on the road to Oakland, where they'll square off with the Raiders. Kickoff set for 3:05 Sunday afternoon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Every challenge is more easily beat with America's number one selling compact tractor brand. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Kubota's subcompact tractors are easy to drive, gentle on turf, and powery enough to handle the wide range of yard and garden chores. Kubota tractors are made to tackle snow, grass, dirt, heavy hauls, and big lifts. Now you can take home our subcompact tractor with zero money down plus 1.99% financing for up to 84 months. Whether you are looking for something small for the garden, or luck tractor for the farm, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons have the perfect fit. Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with a 6-year powertrain warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 60 months and great customer instant rebates. Big or small, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons has it all. See Schmidt & Sons in Mount Hope or Winfield, or find us on the web at schmittinc.com. Demo one today, now through December 31st, 2018 at Schmidt & Sons.
Will he stay or will he go is the answer that Wildcat Nation is waiting to hear when it comes to the future of their legendary head football coach, Bill Snyder. There was anticipation that the announcement might have come yesterday, but that didn't happen. The Wildcat season came to a crashing end Saturday with a 42-38 loss to Iowa State, leaving the team out of a bowl game for the first time since 09. Snyder is in his first season of a 5-year contract extension he signed back in August. KU's Puka Williams Jr. was named the Big 12 Offensive Freshman of the Year and also picked up all Big 12 first-team honors. He received honors both as a running back and kick returner, joining senior linebacker Joe Dineen Jr. and defensive lineman Daniel Wise as the Big 12 Conference Awards were announced yesterday. Williams, Dineen, and Wise led the way as Kansas football had a total of 11 members of the program pick up all conference honors. Mid-America Network Sports.
The high school basketball season tips off tonight for a handful of area teams as the Marysville Bulldogs entertain the Axtell Eagles. An area matchup live on KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1. Axtell coach Jason Tynan's had a short turnaround since football season ended just a week or two back.
We played them some this summer, and Coach Brown over there does a good job. They're going to be up and down the court. They're going to be intense. You know, they always do a good job of communicating, and, you know, I expect the same from them, and it'll be a good challenge for us right out of the gate. You know, like we said, it's here, whether we're ready or not.
Meanwhile, Marysville Bulldog head coach Scott Brown has a respect for the success of the Axtell football team and expects that enthusiasm to carry over.
They just came off a really strong football season, but when you have guys that come off a long football season like Axtell did, the thing that you're going to get with them is competitors. They're going to be used to winning, and they might be a little rusty skill-wise, but they're going to be competitors, and they're going to play hard. And you know what? No matter what sport you coach, you'll take a group of competitors over a group of skilled guys any day of the week.
Axtell at Marysville. Girls action around 6. Boys to follow tonight live on KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Streaming on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app as well. Washington County entertains Donovan West, Lynn's in the Blue Valley Tournament, and Diller O'Dell at Pawnee City tonight. All of the area teams not in action tonight will tip off Friday night. We'll be at Sabetha with the Marysville Bulldogs live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
With the darkest days of the year approaching, it's time to be proactive about keeping a positive mental outlook. We will share some tried and true techniques from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 29th, the 333rd day of the year. Writer C.S. Lewis was born on this day, and the first Army-Navy football game was played on this day in 1890. If your mood tends to darken along with dwindling daylight, try these proven methods for beating the blahs. First, don't stop socializing. It's tempting to hunker down at home, but being around friends is a proven blues buster. Secondly, stay active outdoors. Natural light exposure, especially in the morning, resets your circadian clock, and some brisk activity is a great mood enhancer, and perhaps most importantly, adjust your mental attitude. Simply refusing to participate in the Misery Olympics may be all it takes to induce a brighter outlook. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more, get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Just how our story ends. Did all I could to try to make it work, but you drug my heart through the Alabama dirt. I've been at the house, climbing them walls, checking that calendar, Xing days off. Hit another bar, call another friend, throw a few downs, tell the story again. Hey.